Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Charles in Livonia, Michigan. He asks, how can I remove a co-signer who has been missing for years, and I have no clue where they are? Well, Charles, if the person cannot be found and you want them off of the title, then you would have to file an action in Michigan and Ohio Circuit Court to have a judge's order to remove the co-signer. I hope that helps. The next question is from Sheila. She says, I created a Lady Bird deed on my condo naming both of my children. I recorded the deed. Now my son wants my daughter to be the sole beneficiary. How do I correct this? Good question, Sheila. The power of a properly drafted Lady Bird deed is that you maintain 100% control over the property until the time of your death. To cancel your initial intentions, you could either revoke the earlier deed or have your son quit claim his interest off the current deed to your daughter. Conveying property interests or preparing estate planning tools without the assistance of a qualified attorney has consequences. And the final question today is from Jesse in Detroit. Jesse says, I have been staying in this house for 10 years now, and the mortgage company is trying to take it back. My mother-in-law gave it to me and my wife. She said that she was in bankruptcy, and all we had to do was pay the taxes, which I did. What can I do? My answer, Jesse, is generally speaking, an underlying mortgage does not simply go away when a homeowner files for bankruptcy. So if your mother-in-law gave you the home, it sounds as if it is still subject to the underlying mortgage provisions. Even if your mother-in-law was absolved from paying on the promissory note, the mortgage remains. I recommend that you consult further with a real estate attorney to assist with negotiating some new terms with your mother-in-law's bank. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.